This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We will continue our conversation about our Braves. They are struggling offensively, and we are not sure when everything's going to click. Everybody keeps saying, well, Dukes, the offense is going to come around. When? When?
Right.
That is the big question. Also, Mike, with the Nico Iamaleava situation, where he transfers to UCLA, we have something we've got to play for you a little bit later on this hour from a coach who talks about – this is a – big-time program that talks about a wide receiver wanting more money and what happened in that situation. And, guys, we've been talking about, you know, the Nico thing. It's not an isolated case. Mike, it's going on all over college
right.
football.
And that's why I was curious. And, again, I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but when you hear things that, about, like, James Pierce, for instance, at Tennessee, and I'm just putting two and two, and maybe I'm getting five out of it, but when you hear about, like, you know, commitment – And is his head in the right place? Some of the things which crop, not on all the scouting reports, but it's scuttlebutt that's made its way out into some of these pre-draft publications. Okay, was he a guy that had his hand out before the Ohio State game? Hey, man, I am contracted for 12 games, and you are now playing me in a 13th game, and I need more money. Don't know. But because of the, you know, Nico Iamaleava thing, that perhaps he gets lumped in or not, I'm just saying – it wouldn't be, to your point, the only guy that maybe is feeling that. And sometimes it's not the kids. It's just surrounded by people that just maybe they do, maybe they don't have their best interest, but it's the way you're going about it. And now you go to UCLA. I don't know what UCLA football is. I don't think about it. I don't think anyone else does. You know, and the fact is the stats don't back up demanding a raise. That's the first part of this is, yeah, I'm all for kids getting paid, but it's merit. You didn't earn more money than you've already contracted for.
He may go there and get lost. I mean, they are in the Big Ten now, right? I mean, like, right. They weren't in contention last year.
Didn't go well in your last Big Ten game against Ohio State.
Great conference. finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
Thank you, Coach. He may go get lost. We will see. But there is an interesting conversation that was had. It was on air. This wasn't private. This wasn't some secret recording. And I just find it interesting where the coach said things were. That is on the way here on the show. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Before we hear Aaron Rodgers, Mike, do you think if he sits out, I'm not saying retire, just sits out, right, and waiting, right. Does it help the calls to maybe some team that wasn't interested in Kirk Cousins that was interested in Aaron Rodgers to potentially call?
I do think. I mean, I would love to feel that if the Steelers can't get the man they want, for instance, in the draft, and not that maybe they were looking as a stopgap, but again, this gets back to this whole stupid Kirk won't go where there's going to be another quarterback drafted. Well, I don't know how that plays out, but if the Steelers did come calling, could they give us – I mean, at this point, give me a 6th rounder. I'm not expecting anything for Kirk Cousins, but the Steelers might be that team. And then on the flip side, if you're Aaron Rodgers, it's kind of like what people are maybe thinking Brady was going to do after he retired the last time, but did he really retire? Remember those stories about Brady may come out of retirement if a quarterback is needed? And that's, you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers, look, you've earned the right by the time you're in your 40s to say, I don't want to get my brains bashed in for another season. I understand that. But it's just with Aaron, you don't give him the benefit of the doubt because everything seems so, you know, narcissistic and all about him, you know, and him loving the attention and how, you know, he hates the fact people say all these things about him, but yet he just perpetuates by not letting you know where he's going.
He says he could play. He also says he could retire. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said about the money. Is this solely about the money, Aaron?
I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I'd play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I thought you were a selfish prick.
Yeah. That is Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee Show. Here's what he said about talking to the Steelers, though. He says, I've had multiple conversations about Mike Tomlin and talked with him many times. So it's not like he's saying I'm not in communication, but he also says, Mike, that if teams decide they need to move on, okay, great. He is not saying that he's going to be offended by that in any way, shape, or form. What about where he's at in his life? This is Aaron Rodgers today, and again, the reason why it's a big deal, we haven't heard from him. Everybody keeps assuming he's going to pick his team, and this is going to be a done deal before the draft.
It might affect us, as we said, perhaps, if the Steelers are in market for a QB.
But Rodgers was talking about where he's at in his life right now.
From the jump, it's, you know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention, and have beginning in really January. Away from football, that's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on.
Okay, that's good to know, because we're all thought, or at least we still are believing that he's playing this game. Like, you're playing this hide and seek game. You're not going to show up. You're not going to address any of this stuff. And he's saying, "Hey, I got a life that's going on. Great, happy for you." Still, all we're waiting for is for you to make a decision. And if that stuff is more important to you, all you have to say is, I'm not playing. Nobody would be offended, Mike. He hasn't said that, which has us still sitting here twiddling our thumbs thinking that Aaron Rodgers is going to make a decision. Last but not least, you guys remember when we told you he was out playing a catch, throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, and everybody said, wait a minute, DK just got to the Steelers. He just met with the Steelers. Oh, he's going to the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers on that whole situation.
With this whole process, and part of it is talking to a guy like DK. And let me just say this. What a great dude. What a great dude. Who loves football. And, I mean, what a specimen this guy is. I was laughing with him because, you know, I said, where do you work out? Because I've been working out at Proactive here for a long time, even rocking the Proactive gear and that shirt. And he goes, oh, UCLA. I said, what time do you work out? He said, 6 a.m. I said, you got anybody else working out with you? He said, yeah, they last a few weeks at most, but then they taper off because nobody wants to work out that early.
And so we basically went and football to him, and
that's how they
made
up
the rounds.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, if this guy wants to play, he'll play. And, you know, again, I think everything with Aaron is amplified in his own mind that is more important, and he's dealing with the world's troubles. I don't know what's going on in his personal life. I hope he's got everyone's healthy in his life and his inner circle and all that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, either you're going to play or you're not. Either you're in or you're out. He doesn't know me, doesn't know you, doesn't know any team in the NFL as fandom a decision. But I did think at some point the meter is running, right, for a lot of other teams. So the other thing that came out, we don't have audio on the Jets, right? That came out, that was a quote. He did talk about his meeting with Aaron Glenn, which was kind of interesting. You don't have that, do you, Oren? I don't want to read it if you can play it. Yeah, you get it. I'd rather let the man say it than me read it to you. But it was interesting because there was some thoughts that he was going to have a meeting. And I guess the mindset was maybe Aaron Glenn, you know, the new head coach, the Jets, wants to look Aaron in the eyes and maybe get a feel for where his head's at. I don't know. But they did take a meeting, though, before eventually moving on from the Jets.
Yeah.
Or the Jets moving on from him.
Look, I've known Aaron Glenn a long time. He's a straight-up dude. It's why players like him as a coach. I don't think for one second, Mike, that whatever you're about to play here, and we were talking about it, what Aaron said, didn't happen. The unfortunate thing is he had no idea that it was going to play out like this, but I respect it. Look, if somebody wants to know where your heart's at, you know the best way to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Look me in the face.
Right.
That's the best way. This whole thing about, oh, I'll text him, you know, I'll TikTok him, oh, I'll Zoom him, that's not how you do real business.
Right.
So the reality is I think Aaron Glenn wanted to get a sense of where this dude is, and even though they may have made up their mind about where they were going, it was good to look him in the face. And so that's I will attest to that. I think that's the way you should do things. But bottom line is Aaron, I guess, felt slighted is how you would put it
right.
when it comes to what Aaron Glenn told him in regards to what the Jets were going to do. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's the comment Mike's talking about.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I said, and I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine.
But again, he added he was upset that he basically paid at his own expense to fly across country to go and sit in the Jets office for about 5 minutes. But I mean, again, that's his side of it.
It is. It is.
And as we know, sometimes two sides, sometimes three sides to a story. But I have a hard time believing that Aaron Glenn would simply do that and say, I'm done with you. But either way, that's what...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aaron is spinning today to Pat McAfee.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.